Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers?
Oh, boy.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back.
On the GCN Radio Network.
It's 2 o'clock Central.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Part of our continual coverage, look at drudgereport.com. We need more cameras. I remember a couple years ago, like 8, 9 years ago, they got a $2 billion Homeland Security grant to put cameras up all over Boston. I mean, it's the finishing line of the one of the biggest sporting events in the world, and they're saying they don't have enough cameras. You know what we need is if you're watching us on TV, we do not need more cameras on Representative Peter King, who looks like the Bride of Frankenstein. He looks like a pasty, like something kind of Hellraiser. Like you put him in a leather outfit with like a big zipper. You know, down the front of him, and that's a Hellraiser creature right there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm sorry. It looks like he's been to hell, too. Look at those eyes, shark eyes, one-way eyes, like there's nothing behind it. Peter King, who, by the way, wants your guns, but he's a good Republican. He gets to keep his bodyguards. Hey, buddy, why don't you move to North Korea? How's that sound? And there's all sorts of jitters, LaGuardia terminal, evacuated over suspicious package. but meanwhile, the border is wide open. and the reporters all just, oh, my God, the terrorists are going to get us on Homeland. Take me away. Save me. Never thinking it could be Homeland that's doing it. John in Washington, and then we're going to go to everybody else. John, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? First-time caller. I've been listening to your show for a little while now. And you got a great show, man.
Well, thank you, sir.
I've served in the Army for over 20 years, and I can tell you that from my experience, go back to 1995 to 97, the first time I served in Saudi Arabia, and we were doing anti-terrorism training then, counter-terrorism training. And since then, I've been to a few more courses throughout the world, a couple places that, I really can't talk about. But when Iraq broke off and the first time I saw a suicide bomber, I was like, man, I've seen these vests before, and I couldn't really place it. But I remember, going through training back in 95, 96 in Saudi Arabia, and, it was right around the Khobar Tower bombing because there was a bombing in November 2003. November of 95 in Riyadh. It was a car bomb. And then it was unsuccessful. And then in 96 is when, the Khobar Towers blew up and, skyrocketed. All of the anti-terrorism training just went up from there. But I can tell you that everything that we do, it leads up to a training event. And these training events culminate with some kind of joint task force training. And if you look right now, I think that's what's happening. I think you put your finger right on it. You got joint exercises going on all around the world.
Yeah, so they integrate the military in with the police. They start federalizing the police, the special event police, then the general police. You standardize the codes, the cars, the equipment, the training, and you have total federalization. And the feds themselves are globalist. And so it's full globalization. It's UN, UNESCO policy right through the federal government into a new hyper-afraid nanny state, surveilling everyone and disappearing people off into government spider holes. Ultra creepy. Homeland Security, though, has a new website. Learn how DHS helps keep our nation safe by putting al-Qaeda in charge in Libya and Syria, and GOP moves to prop up Obamacare. Of course, the big banks wrote it. Of course, GOP fast-tracks bill to fortify Obamacare. I mean, this is so sick. And I told you, that's why we're in so much trouble. It's not just the Democrats are pure evil. The Republicans are just a fake loyal opposition. How do we get around something like that, a whole synthetic reality?
Well, there's a lot of people in the military that I know, friends of mine, that, they don't buy into all of the BS that goes on. I mean, you see it every day. I mean, you've been through numerous joint training exercises and... I mean, we even train ourselves to act like the terrorists. So, like, you got opposing forces. You got your Op-4 that acts just like the terrorist element, along with,
We'll stay there. I want to hear more about this. We'll go to other callers.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the reporters coming in, and I was just talking to Leanne McAdoo, who's going to be in here with Jakari Jackson and David Knight. She was talking about trolls and a standard deal they do in the YouTube videos, going, don't you care about the people? Yeah, I care about the million dead Iraqis. I care about the hundreds of thousands that die from bad drug interactions every year and flesh-eating bacteria. I care about the kids dying from deadly vaccines by the thousands and hundreds of thousands being injured. Autism going from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50-something. That's a troll thing they do. That, oh, give this time with the tragedy for us to find out what really happened. Don't talk about the drill. Hey, the police are mourning what Dorner did to them. Don't talk about how they claim they burned him down. Don't look at that. They don't want us up front addressing the information. I've never seen trolls going this wild on this many fronts. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And this is the type of stuff getting posted up to Reddit. And whether it's real or not, this is exactly what you could expect to see. So if this is real, I'll read this now before we go back to the calls, John and others, so that if it unfolds. I work on a security commission, and I've just received word to start campaigning on a campaign we've been working on the last 2 months, and now it all makes sense. I'll keep it as short as I can. They're going to pin this event on a male, late teens to early 20s, and I'd say he did it because he's unstable. And say he did it. He wouldn't say that. And they say he did it because he's unstable. They're going to find firearms and an NRA book in his home. They're going to say he used reloading powder. Yeah, I was thinking that too, to then ban that for the explosion. And that reloading powder shouldn't be for sale to the public. Absolutely. That shuts down reloading. It's about going after the bullets. They're going to use this to say that because the powder in ammunition can be used for explosions, the number of rounds you can buy should be limited and taxed to help pay for these events. I can't do anything or I'll lose my job, possibly face criminal charges. Please don't let them get away with it. They won't find the suspect till later this week, and the raid is to occur on Friday. This was a staged event. The people hurt are real, but the event was planned. Don't let them hurt our rights. I'm going to use a copy of a picture from another thread, so please don't mention me. It will seriously hurt me. Now, again, is that somebody trying to warn folks, or is that fake? Folks, all I know is every show said prepare for veterans to attack, prepare for Christians to attack, the Tea Party's going to blow you up, the Tea Party's going to shoot you, blah, 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 and now this happens. I mean, this is incredible. And now they try to deny this drill was happening. John, in the Army, Washington, what is your take on this, sir? In closing, what is your take on this?
Well, I just see this as it's a joint terrorism task force training exercise. It kind of looks that way to me. You know, all of these guys are you know, in place, the commonalities behind them. And I know they're there because it's a big event, but I mean, with the excess amount of people that they have on the ground, and immediately they jump into this task force and have everybody ready to go, it just seemed to me, it seemed kind of staged. That's all. I know it seems like a real tragedy, a terrorist attack, but, you know, where exactly it's coming from, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Well, I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center that was deeply involved in Oklahoma City at Elohim City, they come out and say, there's going to be attacks, they're imminent, and we're your savior. I mean, this is so old. I mean, have you seen the TV shows out there where every bad guy's a patriot? I've never seen such a buildup. I mean, this is all scripted. The bomb robots delivered everywhere the last year, the body scanners delivered right as the underwear bombing happens. I mean, it's all scripted. And we'll see who they blame it on, but they're already saying right-wing Al-Qaeda, right-wing, who will it be, right-wing or Al-Qaeda? Not, hey, are the weathermen back to something, you know? No, it's none of that. It's just this thing to hang it out there so they can project it onto whoever they want. I appreciate your call, John. Dean in Pennsylvania, Army, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm not in the Army now. I served from 1989 to 1993. My unit was Alpha Company, 313th Military Intelligence Battalion of the 82nd Airborne. And I wanted to back up what Mr. Skousen was saying about lower-level people knowing intelligence and what's going on. You do not know. We had what was called CW, warrant officers, that were specialists in their field, which would be interrogation and things like that. My battalion was what was called a seaweed battalion. It was a combat electronic warfare intelligence. And like you described very well, it is compartmentalized. There are certain positions, like I'll give you an example, our S3, which was our S3 air. The person sitting behind that desk had to be an E7 or above. Just to be in that battalion, you had to have a top secret clearance. For God's sake, I had an underage drinking when I was like 19 years old. I was held in limbo for 2 weeks just to get into that battalion so the FBI could run checks on you. It is not, you are not privy to that information. And I can't see it being changed that much. As a matter of fact, I would think it would be more stringent nowadays with everything else going on, especially like with Manning and things like that. It just don't happen. And I'll tell you what, in a battalion or anything like that, it's just like high school. I mean, rumor mills roll. You do see
absolutely
things.
No. That's what's going on. Troops went out when they're out there with role players, screaming, "I'm an American! Please don't put me in the camp! Don't take my guns!" I'll talk to the Marines, and they go, "We don't know who we're training to fight." And I'm like, "You're trying to fight Americans," and they don't even know that. They don't tell us. It's just the Green Force. We're the Red Force. And absolutely, people inside, it's not like James Bond who knows everything. It's the complete opposite. And then you'll have like two guys inserted. That's why they do the drill, who are deep cover in there. They plant the bombs, then they get out. They bring the patsy with them, who's part of the drill, so they can later set him up. We just know from past operations. Good to hear from you, Dean. Let's go ahead and talk to Logan. No. Logan just got on. Let me go to whoever's been on the longest. Bill in Indiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello?
I'm good. Hello? Go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Yes. I was just calling to talk to you about what's going on.
Go ahead, sir.
Has anybody thought of any kind of... Is this on the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio. You called in. We don't screen calls. So you're on the air right now, Bill.
Okay, I want you to look at a 47-year pattern that they're running on us. And if you do that, you'll go back to 66, the 1919, the 1872. Every 47 years, look at the history of them years and see what happened yesterday. In 1919, they had the Red Scare riots. Hello?
Man, I'm trying to let you talk, yeah.
I'm not a good talker.
No, you're doing good, bro. I just want you to be able to make your points.
Okay, I think they're running two patterns on us, the 47-year pattern and a 33. A 33 will bring us back to 80 and then the 47. Look at those magic years. And then 1914 before that.
I hear you. Very, very interesting. Send me an email with more information. Let's talk to Trish in New York, who's got a family in the military. What's your take on all this, Trish?
Well, I'm just curious about what you said earlier, because it seems like there needs to be more awareness of how interrelated what's going on in the Middle East is with what's going on here, and you brought that to the program. I'm really grateful for that. But I don't know if you're aware, but Huffington Post is now running a story about the Al Qaeda in Saudi Arabia that has made a comment praising the bombings, and he's a guy from a Salafi group in Jordan now.
Now it's just which, by the way, we're fully funding, and the globalists are to invade all these countries. So, I mean, if they go with that route, again, they've already tried to tie right wing to it. Is it right wing or is it Al Qaeda, implying right wing is the new Al Qaeda? So we don't know. They're going to build up a crescendo before they roll out, but it just has all the signs. I mean, does everybody get my point about how every TV show says the Patriots are going to blow everything up now, and Green Lantern fights the militia, and the militia is going to blow up the football game? I mean, they do this before they stage it and blame it on us.
If they're going to be able to get away with that just on its own, but if they tie together a right-winger to Al-Qaeda, you know, that might make the dimension big enough. I mean, what you mentioned before about the Oklahoma City bombing, I've been working also as a freelance journalist for the last decade, and I don't know if you're familiar with what went on in Lebanon, their version of 9/11 when that prime minister was killed over there.
Yes.
And I was over there during that time, and what was very odd during the time I was over there before the bombing happened was all the FBI that were all over the place in Lebanon and in Beirut. And I know that the CIA and various intelligence agencies are over there a lot. But what happened was I got hooked up to a guy who he made the claim and, you know, gave various substantiating evidence that he was having this mad affair with this woman, and had I ever heard of her, and you know, and at the time I didn't until later I researched, and it turned out he gave me the name and the photo, and it didn't mean anything to me at the time, and it turns out it was Carol Howe from the Oklahoma City bombing, and that she had been over in Beirut, he claimed, for the 9 months up until Hariri was killed, and like a few days before the car bombing there, she disappeared, like he never heard.
And it was Carol Howe who exposed Southern Poverty Law Center was involved in Oklahoma City, and they tried to put her in prison. Very interesting. I think I remember reading about these connections before. You ought to write an article up about that. Okay, we got the other crew coming in here. We got Nightly News Tonight.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to
to the Alex Jones Radio Show. We are in the Overdrive segment. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex is taking a break. And in this Overdrive segment, we will be joined by David Knight and Leanne McAdoo, one of our new reporters here in the InfoWar. But first, I just want to recap some of our new viewers who just may be joining us. One of our reporters, Dan Bedondi, up in the Northeast, had a chance to go to a couple conferences, news conferences concerning the bombings in Boston. And I do believe we have a couple of those clips. You guys let me know when you're ready. In this first clip, I believe the one that's a minute 06, Dan confronts the mayor or governor, should I say, to ask about some of the things that's going on in the city, asking about drills, or excuse me, the police commissioner to ask about the things that are going on in the city. Are there bomb drills? Were there bomb sniffing dogs? And if there were bomb sniffing dogs, why weren't any bombs recovered? I do believe we have that clip, so let's go ahead with that.
Could you take any questions?
Well, sir, why are the lines being told people in the audience to be calm when we see the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties for homeland security by sticking a hand bomb in the gas on the streets?
No. Next question.
You have said that there is no
stop. Good morning. The medical people are compiling that as we speak.
Okay, what are we speaking about? People are being characterizing the act of terrorism.
Extent of the injury.
Main point of focus right
now. Okay, why don't you just tell us we've been telling people to be calm before the bomb went off? I want that answer.
Currently, in your search for additional devices, are you searching the entire world? The investigation is in the area that the governor mentioned.
Why would they hear any bomb going off?
Are there any that accounted for people in cell houses?
We're actually working very closely with the families right now. We're going through those right now.
Okay,
thank you. Why are people being told to fly?
9:30 tomorrow morning will be the next briefing. Thank you.
The fire's going off the same
time. Right there.
That's a false flag, gentlemen.
This is Piers Morgan Live. I want to welcome our viewers in the United States and around the world to see
us. Okay, and that goes into the Piers Morgan clip after that. But some very real general questions. Were there bomb-sniffing dogs? Were there bomb drills? We've heard a coach of one of the runners say that he was told that they were running drills and actually saw them himself. We've heard people say that they saw some other fishy things going on. We've seen the cherry picker photo of the man that's on the roof. And I'll talk for a second about the man on the roof. The thing that really surprised me was this lone individual on the roof. I know many times there are sporting events, and people who live in the local area, live around the track or the football field or whatever it may be, just watch from their homes. If they have an apartment complex or something that they can get on top of, they'll often go to the top of the roof and watch the event. So I thought it was very suspect that there was only one person up on the roof, as if maybe the roofs were off limit for some reason. I thought that was very suspicious, and we'll have David Knight in a little bit just to talk about that. But in the meantime, I'll go through some of the news in Alex's stack. Person briefed on pro bombs and pressure cookers. Now, this is from the AP. A person briefed on the Boston Marathon investigation says that the explosives were a 6-liter pressure cooker placed in black duffel bags. The person says the explosives were placed on the ground and contained shards of metal, nails, and ball bearings. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity. Because of the investigation is ongoing. So we saw the FBI earlier this morning hold a press conference, and in the press conference they said they were very confident that they had secured all the explosives. The investigation is obviously still ongoing for suspect or suspects. The earlier reports we heard about a Saudi national being the suspect was later overturned, saying I'm not exactly sure why they chose to single out that individual, but he has been cleared of the charges from what I am told. So it's a very, very hard thing for us in this country at this time. We see, you know, just recently Sandy Hook, and now we have this new tragedy in Boston. And regardless if it was a false flag or, you know, lone gunman or group with their particular interests, it's always going to be used not to let a good crisis go to waste. They're going to find some way to push their new agenda, to push out the new TSA rollouts, to push out whatever, the XYZ, you know, the new thing that they want to test. And I think it's definitely forthcoming. We already see the TSA Viper teams. We see the TSA at football games, at whatever else. I think they were at a Romney event last year. I don't know why they'd be at a Romney event, but they were there checking people's bags. They were at the Obama inauguration, testing people, checking people's bags, patting people down. And it's definitely more of the police state that we've been warning about here on the InfoWar for a good time. And you can see the quote right there if you're watching on InfoWars.com/listen. No crisis should go to waste. That is from Rahm Emanuel. And I do believe we have a break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break with Leanne McAdoo. And after that, David Knight. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jakari Jackson filling in for Alex. I'm joined here with David Knight. How you doing, David?
Doing good, Jakari.
All right. Now, there's an article on InfoWars.com. It was just on a second ago, if you guys can put that back on. The Paul Joseph Watson article concerning an episode of Family Guy. And we get people who comment and say, why do you guys reference a cartoon or a video game or whatever else? Now, this particular episode of Family Guy, I believe it's called, Cowboys?
Turban Cowboys.
And in this episode of Family Guy, the father, Peter Griffin, is a participant in the Boston Marathon. And it just so happens that two bombs go off in the marathon. So I do believe we have that clip ready to roll with.
I'm Bob Costas here with Boston Marathon winner Peter Griffin. Peter, how did you do it?
Damn phone's busted. Maybe I dialed wrong.
So So you just saw the clip right there. Now, Paul Joseph Washington did an article and even a video accompanying that. His video has been taken down. You can see it right there on the screen if you're watching on Infowars.com/listen. The video has been removed. As you saw just a second ago, it is a very short clip. So I'm not sure what type of copyright infringements may be on that, but it has been taken down. And
that was only about 14 seconds, and Watson was talking for about it was over 4 minutes long, mm-hmm. the video. So that's not a copyright violation,
right?
So that's pretty strange. And one of the things that's there is that the guy, the father, they talk about Turban Cowboy. He mm-hmm. gets aligned in that episode with an Islamic terrorist.
Right.
He's a Tea Party guy. Okay, so that all feeds into the narrative that they've been
built. They've been trying to get you on, because they keep saying that it's going to be your right-wing extremist, even yesterday. And they keep saying, well, InfoWars is making all these claims without any evidence. I mean, how many people made claims yesterday that it's going to be some right-winger without any type of evidence?
They say Hollywood, politics makes strange bedfellows, but there aren't any stranger bedfellows on the Tea Party and Islamic terrorists. I mean,
exactly.
Get any more polar opposites together, and yet they keep putting them together as bosom buddies throughout all these Hollywood shows. They keep
exactly. It's not just that. It was the following the Fox TV show. I even saw, you know, episode of Green Lantern. And I mean, it goes way down the rabbit hole. It's not any one time deal, one off deal. It's something that has happened and continues to happen, because I believe that it was a recent episode.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new. And why would they play that right before? And some people say, well, you're grasping at straws. But then you look at the Batman film, you know, Alex did a video on that, and people are like, how do you know before it happens? Because he sees these triggers. And more recently, I don't believe the film has come out yet, but World War Z, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about the dehumanization, and the UN is here to save us heroically. What are your thoughts on that, David?
Well, it's just, you know, we're criticized by people like Glenn Beck and Salon, but we see this, as you said, we see it from Hollywood narrative. We see it from papers that are being put out by West Point Military Academy, other terrorist organizations. We've seen a steady stream of this narrative about how the enemies of this country are people who are looking for limited government, people who think there ought to be limits on the government, people who want to adhere to the Constitution, people that they like to characterize, therefore, as right-wing. Mm-hmm. We keep seeing this over and over and over again, and that's why when we saw this happen, we were suspicious of it, because there's not anything about, you know, we were criticized for jumping on it saying, well, this might be a false flag. Let's take a look at this. Mm-hmm. We said that right away, that we should examine this. Why? Because when you have a crime in an area, you want to look at the MO of the people that are there. In other words,
exactly.
If you've got somebody that's a known rapist and he's in the area, or a child molester, and you have a crime of that type, you're going to take a look at the person that's there. And we have documented over and over again, there's been declassified documents going back for decades talking about false flag attacks that the government has done, or false flag attacks that they planned, like Operation Northwoods.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see things like that, and we believe that there were similar things that happened in 9/11 and in mm-hmm. the 7/7 bombings and in the Oslo, Norway bombings, we see that they have a drill that's operating alongside. So as we were already suspicious, because the government had that kind of MO, mm-hmm. there's nothing there that anybody would really gain from except the government, because they're going to be able to ramp up the security state. And then when we saw the drill
mm-hmm.
being reported happening alongside, that was the thing that's when we said,
we were calling BS. Now, we'll talk about that drill in just 1 second, but we have some news the producer just handed me a second ago. This is from the Mail Online. He's a witness, not a suspect. Burnside student had his apartment raided after the police ruled him out. Before the police ruled him out. And the bomb squad, among 20 officers, combining flat bags and evidence removed. Police also hunting dark-skinned man with hooded dark-colored sweatshirt and backpack seen trying to get into restricted area. So I guess that's what the new suspect is supposed to be, the dark-skinned man, the man with the hoodie. I'm not exactly sure if that's the person we saw on the rooftops or not.
Well, in terms of the Saudi, I saw one article, and I have only seen it in one place, so I don't know if this is valid or not. But I saw a report that he was apprehended because he was running after the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pointed at him and said, get him. Now, I don't know if they pointed at him because he was an Arab-looking guy doing what most people will probably be doing after a bomb goes off, and that is running in some direction. So I think that was basically what was going on with it. I think he was basically just you know,
singled out because, yeah, because a bomb goes off and you can see in the video there are people of all races from, I'm sure, all number of countries, and they just scatter,
mm-hmm.
you know, just trying to get away from the blast. But it seems like this guy was being singled out.
And, you know, there have been a lot of bombings that have been done by Muslim people. But, you know, interestingly enough, there haven't been any bombings that have been done by Patriot people. Certainly, you know, not urban bombings. I can't think of any offhand. I mean, they've tried to pin it on Richard Jewell and stuff like that, but that was fake. I mean, you know, when you're looking at something like this, again, going back to what we said, we've seen the government operate this way many times. So when something like this happens, that's the first thing we want to look at and look and see if there's any other telltale signs like a simultaneous drill.
Exactly. Now, because we got a lot of criticism saying that this is a possibility, you know, possibly a false flag. But so many other people were quick to say that it's not a false flag. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how is their credibility more than ours when they're just with no evidence that it's not a false flag? No, it's not a false flag. And we say, well, there's a possibility. Nobody said it was definitely, at least we didn't hear an info was.
Like Peter Bergen, who immediately says, it's a conservative right-wing terrorist.
What evidence do you have of that?
Narrative. He'd already been building that narrative for 10 days prior to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, in articles that he put out. And then he immediately does that. And exactly, he doesn't have any basis to say it any more than we said, well, we need to look at this and see if it is a false flag. Why? Because we've seen a lot of false flags.
Exactly. And we have reason to suspect that it may be. Just like you said, the drills.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they running drills? I mean, if they have bomb-sniffing dogs, shouldn't they sniff a bomb that's right over there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just basic common sense questions that, you know, thus far have not been really asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody at the press conferences, at least that we've seen, besides Dan Bondi, has dared to go and question these people on, you know, real things that, you know, people should be concerned about. I mean, were there drills? Were there not? We have many eyewitnesses, people who were there at the event saying that they did.
But they didn't want to. They shut down the press conference when they got asked a pointed question like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just want fluff questions, you know, and we can come across as being hard-hearted because we don't want to just focus on the victims and that sort of thing, but we're looking further down the road. It's not that we don't feel what's going on,
mm-hmm.
the people who've lost their lives, many people who've been horribly mutilated from this, but we also understand where this is headed. Because
we
said it when it happened with 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and we got things like the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security, and we know what they've been building up for. And if you're another country, if you're Russia, and you see somebody building up arms on your border,
mm-hmm.
pointing missiles at you, you're going to start getting paranoid about that,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to start arming. And that's what the American people are doing. They see the government building up domestic arms. When they buy these hollow point bullets, that is not for the military. The military has their own armament. They're going into the public supply to get these things, and the military is prohibited by Geneva Convention from using hollow point bullets. And so when we see them getting billions of bullets, which are just over the top,
mm-hmm.
that they would need, and we see them getting armored personnel carriers, thousands of them, we see them getting
fully automatic rifles.
Yeah, bulletproof boosts to put on the roadblocks and that sort of thing. All of this stuff, and it's like, what are they doing? Because this is a domestic organization. But at the same time, we see these military documents where they're talking about selective internment and getting Social Security numbers,
mm-hmm.
and getting other things. That is not for foreign wars. That is not for urban control in foreign areas. And when they have these military operations that they've been having increasingly frequently throughout the major U.S. cities,
mm-hmm.
they're doing these as joint operations with police departments. Are they going to do operations in Iran with the Iranian police? I don't think so.
Exactly.
So these are about doing something domestically.
And people keep saying, you know, what's the big deal about having the troops on the streets? And, you know, like I've already said, we went to the Formula One racetrack here in Austin, and they had troops on the streets there, you know, running checkpoints and so forth, and, you know, people going into the racetrack. And it's an acclimation. People get used to seeing the troops at the Super Bowl, not just, you know, during the halftime game, but troops out there checking bags or, you know, running checkpoints or whatever it is. And people get so used to it when they go out to the streets of, you know, the city of Boston. Oh, there's a bomb. Well, the troops are already here. I'm not saying the troops were in on it, but the troops were all ready to go. And we've seen the pictures. I believe it was, we're watching something on Infowars.com/listen. Okay, this is something Alex was mentioning earlier today with ManCal. This is, wow. Okay, so we see a bunch of bodies, or those are
mannequins.
Mannequins, yes.
Those are the mannequins, okay.
So we see a bunch of mannequins in a truck driving around. I'm assuming that's in the city of Boston, correct, guys?
Mannequins that were shot.
Wow.
Used as target practice. I heard Alex talk about that on the radio. I did not see the clip, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah. That's shocking to me. That's my first time seeing that clip as well. I heard him mention it. But, saw a truckload full of mannequins, if you're still listening on the radio, truckload of mannequins near the Boston event.
When the government starts commissioning targets of civilians, you know, American citizens, pregnant women, elderly people, kids, and commissioning targets of that and call it no hesitation.
Right.
When we see them doing all this other stuff, it's like, we're not being paranoid. We're just looking at this and saying, you know, they're up to something. And we've seen them do other things.
And I don't see how you can say that somebody's being paranoid if you're watching on Infowars.com/listen or on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see a target of a pregnant woman. This is a shooting target. Somebody is going to shoot at this. If we keep scrolling down, you'll see a picture of a little boy, of an old man, of an old woman, of a teenager and her daughter or sister, whoever it is. And this is what people are planning for. The government is planning to target these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about something here that is not exactly about the bombing, but I think this is all related, and that is CISPA. You know, we look at the gun rights and various things. We see that CISPA is back and headed for a vote this week. That's the headline that I've got here, guys, if you want to search for that. Basically, this is something that is a cybersecurity measure is how it's being put out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in order to do that, they're going to enact certain surveillance and controls over the internet and over free speech. And it's sad that we see a constituency out there that wants to defend the Second Amendment, but they're not necessarily interested in internet freedom or free speech. And then we also see the people who might be interested in free speech and keeping the internet free that are absolutely opposed.
Yeah, you have to have all your freedoms.
That's right. We need the Second and the Fourth Amendment and the rest of the Ten Amendments.
And all of them.
And the Constitution. Those are put in there for a reason. And you see, and this is why we need to get rid of this left-right paradigm. And we need people to come together and understand the underlying issue here is liberty. Because they're coming after them and using the same justifications. The same reason they're saying that we need to lose internet freedom and we need to have no security in our person, places, and, you know, things. We need to be able to be searched at any time, constantly archived. I mean, this is the exact opposite of what the founders want to see. In other words, because of technology, they want to argue that because of technology, we should not have the Second Amendment anymore because guns are too dangerous. We should not have the Fourth Amendment anymore because it's too easy for us to hide information from the government.
Well, I don't know how it's. Yeah. I mean, they can check your phone and your whatever else. I mean, what is that argument?
To me, I look at this, and because of technology, it is even more important that we have. Okay, that's something going off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not ours. But because of this, I think it is even more important that we have Fourth Amendment protections, not less. And so, when the government can set up the Utah data center, when the government can record and listen to every phone conversation and archive it and save it to the point where they can data mine it for everything and make a suspect out of everybody. I mean, you have taken the Fourth Amendment, what the founders saw from the British troops that they were concerned about. You've taken that and put it on infinite steroids. And
exactly.
Because they have that kind of technology, we need to press for the Fourth Amendment to be even stronger, you know, so it needs to be it's the fundamental principles that are laid down there, but it doesn't change because of technology. And that's the argument that they're making. And we need to get people who are culturally left and people who are culturally right and people who like this amendment, but not that amendment. They need to come together and understand that this is a government that is coming after us in every direction.
Exactly.
Every issue they're coming at us. And we need to stand together on liberty and on the Constitution and on the Bill of Rights and insist that technology only makes the government more dangerous and we need to even more rigidly enforce the protections of the Constitution rather than give them up.
Exactly. And this is the Alex Jones Radio Show, and I am Jakari Jackson here with David Knight if you're just tuning in. Now, we're talking about some of the things that are slipping under the radar as this situation in Boston continues to develop. The FBI is up there running their checks trying to see, you know, what new information they can find. But in the meantime, we want to talk about some things that aren't so much hitting the mainstream just because, you know, of all the things going on in Boston. And, you know, that's understandable. But we can't forget about CISPA. We can't forget about gun rights, not just domestic issues, international issues. But, David Knight, you were continuing with your CISPA.
Yeah, we're going to say you need to call your representatives and say, you know, I want you to vote against gun bans and I want you to vote against CISPA. Mm-hmm. You know, come across as a unified front and call your representatives, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Democrats are probably going to be sensitive and supportive of one issue more than Republicans and vice versa. But you as a voter need to call them up and say, I want you to vote against both of these bills.
And people don't understand how important it is to actually call, because we get a lot of people, you know, they'll blog, they'll talk to their friends, they'll preach to the choir.
Yeah,
but you need to go and talk to your elected officials. You know, and I'm not just blowing smoke when Chuckie Schumer compared private gun sellers to child pornographers. I called his office. I didn't get to talk to him. I talked to one of his interns, but I called in to make my voice known. And this is what it has to take. You know, you have to call your representative. Lo and behold, show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show up at your city council meeting. You know, do what you have to do. Yell at them like Dan Bondi. Jump on the couch like you're Tom Cruise. Get these people to pay attention to you.
It does make a difference. I know that in early days of homeschooling, they were going to pass some measures that were going to severely terminate it. And boy, I tell you, the homeschoolers got that network out there, and they gave them an earful, and they backed off. They really backed off. So that was an important lesson. But, you know, Congress can't agree on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed this one law, you know, about a year ago. They passed the Stock Act.
Right. And I think we're about to wrap up. So
we'll come back.
Yeah, just hang on to that thought, and we'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm Jakari Jackson filling in along with David Knight. And we're going to be going for a little bit longer, I believe an extra hour of overdrive. But be sure to check out the InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m. Central. Now, David Knight, we were talking about some of the things that are slipping through while the Boston investigation is ongoing. What else do you have?
Well, you know, we can get the two different parties to agree on some things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they agreed on very quickly was to gut the STOCK Act. Now, that was an acronym. STOCK was Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. And that came up, if you remember, there was a report about a year ago that there was a lot of insider trading going on in Congress on stocks and that sort of thing. And they said, oh, there's no law against that.
Mm-hmm.
And people got pretty upset about that. So they passed that law. And that required that congressmen and about 28,000 aides that were associated with him had to publish anything that was a conflict of interest. And so what happened is, as we were looking the other way, at the end of the week last week in the Senate on the 11th, it was introduced and passed in the Senate unanimous consent is the way they put it. So they don't keep a roll call vote. And so they just passed it very quickly. And in the House, they passed it in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. And said that they did it there essentially unanimously. So basically what they've done is gutted it because they no longer have to post that publicly. So whatever remains there, it really isn't useful for people to be able to investigate that, hold them accountable. So basically they've essentially gutted that while we were looking the other way.
And it's just more of what we've seen. We've seen, what was it last week, Bitcoin dropped, you know, significantly. Yeah. We've seen gold and silver stocks drop as well. I mean, it's a lot of things going on behind the scenes while this massacre is going on, or while the massacre is being investigated. And it's not just these things. Like, we had a chance to talk to many of our listeners yesterday, and I would like to take some calls after we have Stuart Rhodes on. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes. But people need to keep in mind that there are always things going on behind the scenes when these big events happen, and you need to keep in touch with your local legislators. You need to talk to people and find out what's going on in your area, because there may be something in your local area that you can go film, something that's going on that needs to have its story told, but people just don't know about it.
And they're very well aware of the news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this stuff was done on Friday, and
right.
I know that they can pull all kinds of stuff on Friday and the weekends, and it's not going to get covered
mm-hmm.
very much. And when they pull this in and do it in 30 seconds, you know, that, and so, and they also know, just as they know that they can do this stuff on Fridays and the weekends, when you've got a big event like this, they can put all kinds of stuff under the radar. Whether it's a false flag or not, they're going to use that. Just like whether it's a false flag or not, Homeland Security is going to use it to increase its control over our life, to put agents everywhere. So that's something we all need to be on the lookout. Everybody, you know, keep an eye out and watch Congress like a hawk.
Like a hawk. And speaking of looking out, we have a video. Now, this is a video that was sent to me via Facebook, and I'll just play it first, and then we'll comment on it in just 1 second. So here's the video.
News special report currently regarding two bombs that have gone off in Boston. Something that's a little interesting, I will close up here, what looks to be some type of blood and gore, perhaps a body part or something like that. Now I want you to take a look at what happens here when this individual walks past this gore. And suddenly the blood is gone and the gore is gone and some type of a bizarre object has been left in its place. Draw your own conclusion.
Okay, so if you're not watching the video, and if you're listening on the radio, we just saw a video. Oh, are we about to go to break? Okay. All right, well, we'll talk about that on the other side, but stay tuned. I think you're going to like the explanation of that. It's coming up after this break.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.